Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be in Dover, Delaware today as the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in Jordan are returned home. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more on the expected U.S. retaliation.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces, but others fearing the retaliatory strikes will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
A vehicle loaded with gas crashed in Nairobi, Kenya. Three people killed, more than 200 injured. Later today, we find out unemployment numbers for the month of January. And it's February 2nd, so in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, hundreds of people are standing by waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to make his Groundhog's Day prognosis. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in New York are considering a new perjury charge against former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. They now think he may have lied on the stand during Trump's civil fraud trial. Deer hunting may be putting bald eagles at risk in Pennsylvania. ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
Deer hunting in Pennsylvania seeing an extended season, and officials say that's leading to high lead levels in bald eagles. Red Creek Wildlife Center's Peggy Hentz is now urging hunters to take everything with them the next time they make a kill.
If someone leaves the entrails behind and there's lead dust in it, the birds eat it, that type of thing, that's how they get it.
Hence says the dangers of severe lead poisoning is especially high for female bald eagles as they nest. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And we're getting a relatively close call from an asteroid the size of a skyscraper today. Experts say there's no danger it will hit the Earth, but it will still come within 2 million miles of us. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock, and got to see my wife before she fell asleep.
So that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went. So that was fun. But yeah, like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program, the music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends and staff.
All right, well, I guess we're complete on that, right? We still have to include more people. I don't think there's enough, enough of a disclaimer there. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, not everybody. There are still people walking by the station on State Street. Yeah. So we have to get them in. Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison. Again, I mentioned State Street. That's the place where we originate from, and we're a block away from the Capitol, so we can't get any closer to the maggot mob that inhabits the dome, but we will do whatever we can.
Wait, you think they sleep there at night? Is that what you're saying? They're in the dormitories underneath the Capitol?
Well, they're hiding under whatever rocks they have in that building.
See. Okay. Well, good morning, John. 7 past the hour. It's cloudy out there this morning on this February 2nd. Yeah. 30 degrees. Highs today about 36. It's going to be beautiful. You know, this is Groundhog Day. So the groundhog, you know, my early prediction, you know, it's cloudy out, so he'll pop out of that hole that he lives in all year long, and he won't see his shadow, and that means an early spring. Wow. I don't take the wind out of the sails of Jimmy the Groundhog over up there in Sun Prairie, because that
sounds like you are. Sounds like you are.
I'm just making a prediction of his prediction.
Oh,
that's all.
Boy, that's not good.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Taking that thunder away from Jimmy.
Yeah.
A groundhog. Oh my God, I tell you, man. Remember the year that the Jimmy bit the handler?
That was that 2 years ago or just a year ago? It seems like that might have been just last year, but I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But now they've taken more precautions about things, and they don't keep Jimmy close by. I think he's actually at a zoo somewhere, and then they bring him out and bring him to Sun Prairie in a limousine.
God. Maybe the old Triple M limousine that we used for my wedding, huh?
I wonder what happened to that limo.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
If anyone is going to follow the tradition of watching the movie Groundhog Day today on Groundhog Day, we're starting up showing movies at the Cinematheque, the UW
we're
campus
carefully
again.
Tracking, especially in swing states.
Oh. What? Really?
Yeah.
No. Don't worry.
Tonight we're showing Groundhog Day on 35mm. I'll be running the projectors for it.
Wait a minute. Where is this?
On the UW campus.
Yeah.
In
they show
Hall.
Movies there and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Are you going to show it over and over again all night long?
That might be my eternal fate. I might be condemned to do that.
Have they ever changed the seats there? I mean, you know, those seats are a little, you know, more more uncomfortable than anything that you could sit in.
Just like seats in a theater, but like not like the Dream Lounger ones that recline. Right,
not the good ones.
Just regular seats.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's not as bad as the... I know, I remember wood seats or similar to something like a folding wood seat.
No, they're
better
than
that. Maybe
that
was a long time ago. Okay, good.
Okay.
Updated it since then.
Groundhog Day. Great movie, too. You know, Bill Murray at his height. You know, just excellent. Everything was just perfect in that movie.
Yeah, that was one of those great movies.
Yeah.
Really. And just you just didn't know how that thing was going to end.
I just love the way he would meet the insurance guy on the street every
over
time.
And over.
Over and over again and stuff that happened. Yeah.
And he gets what he deserved.
Yes, he did. Okay. It's also National Tater Tot Day. Oh, no, you love tater tots. Tater tots are the thing.
They use those in a lot of recipes on TikTok.
Do they?
Yeah. You know, it's like one of those... things you can buy, fast food things you can buy in the freezer section, and you don't know what to do with except just put them in the oven and grill them. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes they're crisp, sometimes they're not. Yeah. I don't know. And then now they're mixing them in with other recipes because no one wants to make them independently and no one wants to be seen eating them independently. So they sneak them into some kind of casserole dish of some sort.
Mm. Yeah, they're good.
Look, I've looked hard at this.
Look, I like them a little crispy on the outside and then nice and chewy on the inside. That's the best way. You know, the United States consumes approximately 3.5 billion tater tots a year. That's a lot of tater tots.
That is a lot. We're not a healthy nation at all.
No.
Wow. Those are like, you know, those are pre-fried and everything. So, then you put them in the oven and.
I mean,
they are basically chewed first, made into a ball, and then they fry them, and then they sell them to you, and then you grill them, or you do whatever you want, oven bake them, and then you eat them, supposedly, in something, with something, some kind of sauce. Do you use a sauce? No. Sure.
Ketchup.
Well, maybe you do.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Ketchup and potatoes. I've never been able to warm up to that one.
Well, okay.
I know it's a Wisconsin thing.
You think so? All right. Well, it's also okay. We love tater tots. I think that
sounds like a song title. We love tater tots.
Yeah. Okay, that went nowhere. Bubblegum Day. It's Bubblegum Day.
Is that Bubblegum Music Day or?
I think we have Bubblegum Music. Yeah, go ahead and play that, Sam. Yeah, crank it up. Oh boy, what a horrible song!
Chewy, 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 chewy.
Yummy, yummy. Is it chewy, chewy? I don't know. They also all the bubble gum stuff sounded pretty similar, pretty bad. Anyway,
what is that song, Sam?
That's yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, that's the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Their version of it. Never heard of that band before today.
It's very sad that they sang that song. they were actually a very talented group. They had a few of their own written songs, and they appeared on a show called Upbeat way back when.
Yeah.
It was a broadcast out of the East Coast, and they syndicated it across the nation. And a lot of people saw some very interesting acts on that, and one of them was the Fruit Gum Company, who performed live instead of lip syncing. And they were very talented, a very good group. This song sucks.
Yes, it does. That was their big hit, too.
Yeah.
you know way too much about the 1910.
I really loved Bubblegum Music at the time, and they were good and bad.
That explains it,
it got worse, and then it went way overboard with Bubblegum.
It was awful.
The thing is, Chewy 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 was done by Julie London as well. You know, this lounge singer.
No kidding.
Yeah, if you want to check that out, why don't you check that out? Check that out, Sam. Julie London and Chewy Chewy Chewy. Yeah, see if you can.
Yeah, while you're doing that, Bubblegum Day helps raise money for schools and charities that they support. I don't know about this, but
do they want bubblegum in schools?
Apparently, no. You know, you couldn't have gum in school in our day, right? I don't know.
No, I don't think we care anymore. Could we?
As long as the kids show up. I don't care.
We could when students I was in school.
Sam, did they have bum?
Yeah, gum I wasn't a gum chewer at the time, but other people did. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of bubble gum? Both of you.
I like
a cinnamon flavored gum.
Cinnamon. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You know, it's strange because cinnamon is hard to find now. You know, like Dentine is just normal everyday cinnamon gum. But all of that is hard to find, especially Trident. So
I don't know if they do it anymore.
I don't know why that is.
That Bazooka bubble gum. Remember that, John?
Yeah.
Opened it up and it had a little
Bazooka
comic
Joe.
Yeah, Bazooka Joe. It had a little comic inside of it. Yeah.
That freaked a lot of people out. I mean, a lot of people are still trying to, you know, hash that through their mind from those early days because no one knew why Bazooka Joe had a comic strip in the first place.
Those people are in psychiatric wards today. Yes. Yeah,
yes,
still trying to sort it all out. Yeah. It's National Wear Red Day today. Wear red. Do you wear any red today?
I missed it.
You got a little bit of red.
Yeah, you got some red.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is.
Yeah, well, look at that. Look at that. Sam is like.
I
wore it on purpose. I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking about putting all the National Day calendar days on our dock this morning and had to wear red. And
wow. Of course. Good
that
for you.
That is amazing, right?
This day draws awareness to heart disease. And, you know, it's because of the American Heart Month of February. So wear red today if you want to find more ways to fight and fight against heart disease and raise awareness for everything cardiovascular. Go to the American Heart Association's website. Wear red today to show your support. Okay. All right. And let's see. We've got one more, I think, here for the for February 2nd. Oh, National Heavenly Hash Day. Heavenly Hash Day.
Heavenly Hash.
I don't know either. Let me find out.
We're stumped, you know, we appreciate any kind of input via texting.
You can call us. Yeah.
Our app. You can just easily contact us or just give us a call as we get stumped more and more by the National Day calendar.
When it comes to defining heavenly hash, John, the only ingredient that seems to be certain is a variety of marshmallows, marshmallow cream, or whip. Other ingredients vary, though. Some recipes create delicious cakes with chocolate and marshmallow. See, marshmallow seems to be the key
heavenly hash ingredient right there.
And yet others lean more toward the fruit salad with whipped cream and a variety of nuts and chocolate bars added.
Oh, God.
That sounds tasty. Nearly every brand of ice cream has its version of heavenly hash with nuts and chocolate included.
Wow. Yeah. All right. That sounds like a recipe no one uses anymore.
Well, enjoy your heavenly hash. Like it may have a different connotation these days. 36 degrees for a high today. It's going to be beautiful all day long.
It is.
And, man, it was great yesterday. It felt like springtime already yesterday. We got into the mid-40s or even higher. I don't know what the high temperature.
By the way, when you left the station yesterday, did you run across any of that black ice that I was talking about? I was so freaked out about. None, really?
None at all.
What is with you?
You got to check your tires.
I got some when I was driving in, but I think it was all gone by the time that I left the studio.
It was not. It was still out there.
No, it was gone. You're hallucinating. Flash it back.
Right, earlier. I got bald tires on my car. You can't do that.
Oh, boy. Hey, did I mention it's Groundhog Day today? I may have said that earlier today. It keeps going around. We're coming back in a minute. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfein. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Mad Radio WMDX, as we experience Groundhog Day on, well, Groundhog Day. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. It's better than not being on Groundhog Day and celebrate it. But, you know, here we are. And we're wondering what's going to happen next. Are some people going to be frightened by groundhogs? Maybe we should ban them, you know. I don't want to expose kids to the, you know, the growling monster groundhog that is not very friendly.
Yeah, and of course the national groundhog is Punxsutawney Phil over there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and that's what the whole movie is based around. But they actually filmed that in Northern Illinois, in I believe in Woodstock, I think.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of those scenes are around the town square, I think.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was Woodstock. Anyway, yeah. So here we are again, Punxsutawney Phil. There's down south, they have General Lee. There's all these regional groundhogs. And here, of course, we have Jimmy the Groundhog up in Sun Prairie. So everybody's gathering in Sun Prairie this morning, getting ready to see what Jimmy says.
Yeah. Okay.
What will it be?
I can't wait. One of those miracle moments, I think, is when you turn on Fox News and one of the hosts has Trump on. What an unusual sight. Who would have imagined that he would just make himself accessible to Fox News all the time, anytime? And Brett Baer was talking to him and interviewing him, of course.
Really?
And then Brett went ahead and said, you know, a lot of people that work for you aren't really supporting you anymore. And then he kind of went into this. This incredible list.
Your Vice President Mike Pence is running against you.
Yeah.
Your Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, she's running against you. Your former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said he's not supporting you. You mentioned National Security Advisor John Bolton. He's not supporting you either. You mentioned Attorney General Bill Barr, says you shouldn't be president again, calls you a consummate narcissist and troubled man. You recently called and Barr a gutless pig. Your second Defense Secretary is not supporting you, called you irresponsible. This week, you and your White House called your White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, weak and ineffective and born with a very small brain. You called your acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, a born loser. You called your first Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, dumb as a rock. And your first Defense Secretary, James Mattis, the world's most overrated general. You called your White House Press Secretary, Kay the Canadian, milquetoast. And multiple times you've referred to your Transportation Secretary, Elaine Chao, as Mitch McConnell's China-loving wife.
Isn't that just an incredible list? And, you know, Trump is just sitting there.
Yeah, taking it.
Hearing the whole thing. I wish they had a longer part of that clip so we could find out what his response was.
Right.
But you got to think, maybe these people know something.
Yeah,
I know. Anybody hold up their hand, think they know something? More so than any of the maggots out there that support him without fail, without question. Everything he says is true, absolutely true.
Pretty much everybody in his inner circle has turned against Trump.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mark Meadows is going to be testifying. And, everybody in his inner circle. I can't think of anybody who hasn't turned against him.
Right.
In his
all inner circle, all the indictments.
Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Just that is an exhausting list. And he described why they hate him. They've said, oh my gosh, that must have been just a golden moment to watch on Fox News.
Mm-hmm. The best.
Yeah, you got to like that. Brett Baer is really a political animal. He's not so much a reporter, but he is kind of a voice piece for, the Trump administration and Fox News at that point. Mm-hmm. So let's see them violate other rules and regulations, then get fined later on and, Murdoch will have to pull more dollars out of his pocket to pay these fines. That's fine. Yeah. We like that. We like to see them spend a little money on themselves.
I think I think Rupert's out, isn't he? He turned it all over to
his son. His son
pretty much
there.
The same thing. There's no big
I can't remember his son's name. That's what I didn't say. But
Mr. Murdoch.
Yeah.
Junior.
Well, they're all the same. Yeah, Mr. Murdoch. There you go.
Junior. Yeah.
That does it. Yeah, Junior. Mm. And then, because the campaign funds are paying for the legal issues that Trump seems to have. They're running out of money. They're very low on money. The Republican Party is very low on money. Donors are being asked to donate money to the Trump fund to pay his legal fees, which is just what is happening over there? And people are going ahead with it. The billionaires. Yeah, well, I'll help him this time. This billionaire ex-president needs help. And this was a funny one. Wisconsin right now, a right-wing group, obviously. This is what they posted. 83 million Americans should send Donald Trump $1.
Okay.
And then, and not only is really? are you going to offer a dollar to Wisconsin right now, but when you donate that dollar, you're supposed to tell Wisconsin right now where to send it.
Oh, okay.
So, but if you don't, and they can't find the place to send it, then they kind of pocket the rest of the cash.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. There was a Twitter X responder who said, "United States Penitentiary." Leavenworth, that's where you want to kind of direct your dollars.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. Hey, do we have time for the rock trivia? We forgot the rock trivia this morning.
Yeah, we got to do that. I thought there was something missing. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Do I have my music ready? I think we do. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis. Remember Elvis, right? That guy. Elvis turned out... He turned down a starring role in which film that might have been his big screen comeback? Here are your choices. And John, why don't you hold back? Because I think you might know this, but I want to know Sam's input first. So this could have been big screen comeback for Elvis. Was it A Star is Born, Star Wars, Smokey and the Bandit, or The Godfather Part 2? Sam, what is your guess?
Oh, boy.
This would have been Elvis, he
I'm
was
trying
in
to
the
think,
movies.
Like,
he was
what decade this would have even been. I don't know when his first run of being in the movies ended. Maybe A Star is Born?
You are correct, sir. Wow.
There you go.
Pulled it out. Yeah. Star is Born is the correct answer.
What year was that?
That was 1978, I believe.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. What year did Elvis die? Wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I can't remember the year he died.
Maybe it was 76.
I think it was 77, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Let's
Google. I can't
read
it. It's so small, I can't read it. 75, I don't know. It was in the mid-70s. It was before he died,
August
obviously.
1977.
Okay, I think it was 76 then. He could have been his big comeback. But
they probably would have had to reshoot everything because he died. And they wouldn't be able to finish the movie.
Chris Christopherson got that role with Barbara Streisand in A Star is Born. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, he was good in that role. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
There was an early Chris Christopherson movie where he was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
And it was named Cisco Pike. So if you want to check something out really trivial, that would be it.
Okay. Cisco Pike. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
All right.
It is 29 past the hour. We've got news, weather, and sports. We're coming back talking about gun laws in cars. Can you take your gun in your car?
Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday nights. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday morning. The lift in cheese prices to start the week is a sign of traction in the export market. This is according to Matt Tranel. He's a broker analyst out of EverAg's Platteville office. While the news is positive, he's still cautious about how much volume of cheese is on the CME.
So I do think that we are finding some traction in buyers, but I do still think that there's quite a bit of volume to be sold on the CME Spot Dairy Index. We've really been in a downturn on cheese since August, and we saw a little pop in October, but quite frankly, we took prices all the way down to this 140, 150 area. When you look at our price versus the world, Oceania's up around 190, and the European Union's around 205. In November, we chipped off some really good export deals, and then as of recent, like 2 weeks ago, there was said to be some export deals that were getting done. And so, yeah, I do think we've cleaned up our spot inventory a little bit.
Matt Tranel along with us. He's a broker analyst with EverAg working out of their Platteville office. You can listen to the full conversation with Matt at MidwestFarmReport.com. Just click on our podcast page. Stick around for a look at our markets next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodensevet.com.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video or call 888-557-1020 today.
On the close yesterday from Chicago, cash corn was down a penny at 447 and a quarter. December new crop corn also down a penny at 479 a bushel. Soybeans faded in the double digits because of low export demand. Cash beans down 19 cents at 1203 and a quarter, and November new crop beans closed down 14 and a quarter cents at 1185 and a half. July new crop wheat closed up 3.5 cents at 613 and three quarters. The Class 3 milk contracts rallied yesterday upwards of 40, 50, or 60 cents, depending on which one you were looking at. Barrel cheese closed up 2 cents at $1.54, and the 40-pound block cheese closed up a penny and three quarters at $1.66 and three quarters. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze.
Yeah.
Dig right in and do the clam.
Elvis.
Oh, yeah, girl fun, girls, girls, girls. Who knows what the title of that movie was, but it
doesn't matter.
It was fun. It was fun.
As long as Elvis
stuff.
Is in it, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. Just seeing him out on the beach, digging up the clams, and people dancing around to digging up the clams.
Trying to make it the next, hit for Elvis and, tie a dance to it. They would make a dance thing up with it.
They would. And the clam would have been a natural, right? You would think. But during that movie, they showed a lot of people dancing around and digging up clams. So they had a long instrumental in between the verses, and it just lasted forever.
Yeah.
So no radio station is going to sit there and play something like that because there is no visual.
Yeah, this was back in the day when, the twist was a big thing, and then the jerk and all these different dance steps came out, and they would try to hook
Philly
it.
Dog.
And then the top 40 songs would follow that. I mean, it was kind of a big thing back then. It was a new dance. What's the new dance? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun stuff. Definitely, if you have a chance, this is one of those things you should binge. Elvis movies. If you can,
definitely
binge them all. They're really good.
They're good in a bad way. I mean, they're bad in a good way. A lot of them.
Oh, they're
a
just
lot of more horrible movies.
If you really go in knowing that they're just fun and it's not something you really have to pay that much attention to, just enjoy.
Right.
Except for King Creole. King Creole is the perfect
really
movie
good.
For Elvis.
That is a good one. Yeah. Okay.
All right, I want to get to something that is self-explanatory. These guys, Republicans, maggots, really don't learn too much from the past, and that is why we have very few gun laws, and the laws that are out there are being repealed because of constitutional carry. The Constitution has nothing to do with carrying guns. But there we go. This is from NC5. This is out in Florida, Tennessee, rather. Get this, nearly 30,000 firearms stolen from vehicles in Tennessee since the Republican lawmakers voted to allow gun owners to keep their weapons in their cars and trucks without any penalty for those who leave them unsecured. That is the number of firearms stolen from vehicles since they passed that law. Is there a cause and effect here? Is there some reason that 30,000 firearms stolen from vehicles after they passed the law and they allowed them to have firearms in their vehicles without locking them up and securing them so people can't steal them from the car? That's what happened. And I guess that's fine. You never hear about that kind of stuff.
No.
The failure of maggot laws.
Yeah.
We never hear about that. Yeah, that is just an amazing statistic.
Because those guns go out on the street and maybe get resold or just used in robberies or whatever. And
they add it to the black market.
They go to the black market,
So Republicans talk about crime and firearm use in those crimes. It's just the people. It's,
it's
mental. No big deal. But, we're going to supply the black market with guns that are stolen out of vehicles that we allowed to be unsecured. Oh, that sounds like a great plan, guys.
Good way to go.
God.
Nice one there.
You just never know but again, you don't hear about all the flaws in what they're talking about, right?
That's why we're here, John. That's why you are the investigator of these
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows that this is really the end result of bad lawmaking or just bad governing, period, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Am I crazy on this thing?
No. That's right on. I mean, that's just the way it is, and it's the governing bodies of all these states. They've gotten away from governing, and they're just holding on to power, and the extremists have taken over on the left and the right, and nothing gets done. You know, everything just gets locked in committees.
Yeah,
and we're not moving forward on a lot of this stuff. Yeah. We're moving backwards.
And you know, this constitutional carry thing, obviously, the Second Amendment has been so destroyed, so dismantled by our conservative Supreme Court. It's just stunning and amazing that they just completely forgot about the well-regulated militia.
Sure.
And, you know, my maggot friend in Milwaukee told me about that. I said, what about that well-regulated militia part? And he goes, well, the citizenry of the country, we're the militia.
Mm.
So that's why it's okay. We are? And what about the well-regulated part? Well, you didn't have an answer to that.
Okay.
That's fine. I didn't expect an answer. All right, you know, the big story about a couple of days ago, and I haven't gotten to this story since, but there was a big expose on the White House pharmacy. And what they did was they looked at the history and the record of who checked out what for drugs at the White House. They have a pharmacy in the White House.
They have a pharmacy? Where's the drug store in the White House? I didn't see that on the tour.
Well, because you're not looking for drugs, are you?
No.
This is the place where they dispense them legally. And well, there are a couple of politicians that need drugs constantly, I would
assume. In the White House.
Oh, yes. It says here, the fact that Republicans attacked Joe Biden because his son struggled with addiction when Ronnie and the Candyman Jackson was handing out fentanyl, hydrocodone, morphine, Adderall, and oxycodone like it was going out of style, like it was candy while Trump was in the White House. Okay, that's the problem here.
Yeah.
A three-year period, the White House medical unit spent an estimated $46,500 for brand name Ambien, which is 174 times more expensive than the generic equivalent. So this is, they were actually handing out brand names that cost so much more. Like what is 174 times what it would cost for the generic? Over the same period, the White House medical unit also spent an estimated $98,000 for the brand name Prevagil, which is 50 times more expensive than the generic equivalent. They're just spending money left and right in the White House on this.
This was during the Trump administration.
Right.
So,
I guess somebody had a recording of, you know, going to the White House pharmacy. Let's check that out here.
What you want? I got ketamine, meth, MDMA, Adderall, Bromo Dragonfly, heroin, coke, codeine, oxys, perks, Vicks, PCP, LSD, Dilaudid, mescaline, mushrooms, bath salts, cortisone, Toradol. I got Molly, I got a sister Sandra, I got Big Frank, I got birth control, I got Plan B, I got that morphine from China. They took off the market. Shit to make it
okay. Okay.
Supposed to be a scurvy cure and silverback gorillas, but the humans just make some violent masturbate.
Did
I say crack?
Yeah, no, you didn't say that. I have that.
Ibuprofen, aspirin. I got Flintstone gummies if you want.
Flintstone gummies. I'll take some of the shrooms. Yeah. Can I have that? Okay.
There's John Cena. In some movie, who knows what. But anyway, yeah, that's an example of what was happening at the White House pharmacy. Who knew that they had a pharmacy in the White House?
I wonder if they're open 24/7 there. I mean, just come and get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez, come on, you guys. My God.
A long line outside the door, I'm sure.
Well, not anymore.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, well, you know, again, you know, send Trump that $1 bill to Wisconsin right now because they,
they don't need it.
What in the hell are they thinking?
Yeah.
Again, some of these things I just can't get over. You know, I'm trying to. I'm trying to work my way through it. So
I know. It's a struggle, isn't it?
It's a struggle. Yeah. I want to get to something that we're going to have to get our producer on.
Yeah,
and that
okay.
is that is Sam, who just mentioned something about this as well. We're going to talk about the Gen Z gap between the men and the women in the Gen Z generation. Okay. Recent survey suggests the ideological gap between young Gen Z men and women is wider and diverging more rapidly than what was seen in previous generations. According to the survey, 42% of women between 18 and 29 identify as liberal, whereas only 25% of the men do? That is stunning.
You're kidding.
Yeah, 42% of the women, liberal, 25% men, not liberal.
Okay.
Now they're thinking, are they going right? Are they going right? Well,
yeah, where are they
going? One person looked at the statistics and he basically said, I don't know if they're going right exactly, but they really don't want to be affiliated with either party, which is something I think my sons basically have espoused here at home. And yeah. I understand it. I get it. I mean, they're definitely liberal, but they're really unhappy with both parties.
They're independent, maybe.
Yeah,
huh?
Pretty
Would
independent.
You classify
but,
them?
Yeah, but you know they still lean very, very left. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's just that they're very unhappy with it, and that's great because that'll change the party. That'll make them even stronger eventually, which you know is a dream of mine. But you know,
Sam, what do you what is your take on this? Because this is your generation.
You're the
we're
Gen
talking
Z.
About.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't have that wide of a circle, and I mean. I don't have.
Are you saying you don't have that many friends, Sam? Can
we
talk?
We got to work on
Let's
that.
Let's just say that yeah. I don't know that many conservative people, or I don't talk to them all that often. But okay. I do think that there are more men in my generation who are like they're statistically more likely to be conservative than in previous generations. And I also agree with John that there's a lot of people who. Are just they say that they're apolitical, even though like their opinions on things often skew very liberal. They really don't like the idea of the two-party system, somewhat myself included, just because it's been in place for so long. And at the present moment, which a lot of people in my generation have only been around for, it's kind of gridlocked a lot of government, and that's why a lot of people my age are unhappy with it.
Right. You had a discussion with your girlfriend.
Yeah. We were just talking about this a couple of days ago, actually. In one of her classes, they brought up this topic and they had some graphs and she was showing me these graphs in a number of countries across the world, basically just charting people's political ideologies for people in Gen Z. And one side of – or like there were two curves. One was women, one was men in Gen Z and – one side skewed way up towards liberal and one side skewed way down towards conservative. It was kind of funny and interesting.
Yeah. Wonder why, this is happening. Is it messaging from either side? Is there an appeal that the MAGAs have in regards to this? Is there some approach that they have that may be attracting more of the men? It seems like the men seem very... supportive of women's causes.
I'd also.
But how could they skew right?
I'd say that I don't have data to back this up. Obviously, this is all just anecdotal stuff. People are much more likely, I think, to be radicalized these days by the internet. They get one point of view, and then they just keep like going down that rabbit hole and reinforcing whatever opinions they formed early on. And they're not exposed as much to other people, other opinions, all that jazz.
Right.
Are they exposed to other media besides the internet? I mean, are they watching TV? Do anybody watch TV news anymore in your generation?
Occasionally. Like, CNN, when I was at Fox. Home during COVID, my family all watched the evening news every day for like 6 months. Right. It was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the network news is kind of crazy and really not relevant. Some of the news shows that are on the news networks, those are better to watch than I think the network news, which is very generic and very both sides. And I hate both sides. It doesn't exist. We're not. The left is not like the right in any way, shape, or form. We're not forcing anybody to do anything. We're not forcing people to not buy gas stoves. I get that. The attraction of being told what to do on the right, I would think would be abhorrent. It's just my opinion.
6:49, coming up, we've got a story about assault with a chocolate egg. You won't believe this. Yeah, we're coming back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah! Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM broadcasting from State Street, Madison, the capital of Wisconsin. We tell the rest of the state what to do from our location. This is the John and Gordy show. Yeah, and this is, basically a family show. That's why we continually bring up family issues here. And that is, we want to make sure that Gen Z marries the right right partner here and become the couple of the future.
And we'll get back to that in a moment. We're not quite done with that. But it's 6:51, and here's a story out of Florida. A lot of these stories come out of Florida, these bizarre.
Crazy stuff.
We had that story the other day about a convenience store that had a naked woman come in and cause all kinds of trouble and eventually got arrested because she was drunk. Yeah. They hauled her out. Here's another. This happens in Florida. If I ever get back to Florida, and it's been a couple of decades, I'm not going into any convenience stores because there seems to be problems in every one of them.
Wow.
A Florida man was arrested this past Wednesday after allegedly striking a convenience store cashier, a person, in the forehead with a thrown chocolate egg.
Wow.
He got upset and he threw a chocolate egg toward the victim. For no apparent reason, except that he was waiting in line too long. So he got upset. He just grabbed it. And it doesn't say here whether it was a Cadbury or a Hershey or a Kinder, what kind of chocolate egg it was. But it hit him square in the forehead. And he was irate about that. And then he jumped over the counter, which is not an easy thing to do.
No, no.
So the adrenaline rush must have been happening. He jumped right over the counter. Smacked the guy in the forehead some more and just said he was irate, waiting in line too long. You got to be nice to your convenience store workers. You know, that's the lesson here.
Yeah.
He got arrested and with a misdemeanor battery charge, booked into the county jail, and he has to post a $1,000 bond. But so that happens. And every time I go into the Quick Trips around here or any other convenience store, mom and pops, people are working behind the counter and they see it all. And people are, getting their lottery tickets. They're getting their tobacco chew. They're getting whatever else. Just be nice to those people because they work hard for a living. Let's just dial it down, everybody. Okay. No, don't throw any chocolate eggs at anybody. Don't get into it with the convenience store workers.
That would be a good advice.
Let's be nice.
Yeah, the the clerk is not necessarily dedicated to their job at that they don't point, care. You know?
They're just trying to get through their day.
It's just a minimum wage. Please, you know, don't challenge them.
The story reminds me of the Twisted Tea smack. Do you guys remember when that happened?
No.
Are you familiar with that? So it was also in a convenience store. I don't know where at, but it was... there was two guys arguing in line. One of them was like yelling slurs at the other one, and he was holding a twisted tee, and he was like holding back his anger. But eventually he just snapped and he smacked this guy in the face with like a tall boy twisted tee, like a full one. Yeah. And that would hurt. That's like getting hit with like a rock or something, or like a solid piece of metal. And like he just like fell on the floor, and like it was really funny. He got what was coming to him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I think that's why the convenience stores across America encourage the police department to stop by and have a free cup of coffee, because they want want the police coming by and making a presence known. Don't you think?
Maybe that's why. Yeah, that's why they have the donut rack, right? Get the donuts. Get the donuts ready.
Yeah, that's right. Fresh donuts. Come on in.
Well, yeah, we had a golden moment from a representative, senator rather, state senator in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And he, you know, they're against the DEI thing, diversity, equity, and inclusion issue. And they're also against affirmative action. So they're against all of that because they're colorblind. They believe that we are post-racial. None of that exists anymore exactly. But maybe also... maybe they just kind of gave up on the whole thing. This is Eric Wimberger of Green Bay, a state senator.
Yeah.
And he says the goal of his bill to ban affirmative action in the state is to put race hustlers out of business. He's asked about that. Let's check this clip out here.
I think one of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. And that would stop this graft on on people's suffering. So racism is a problem, and it probably is something that will exist in the ether, and it will never go away to a degree where we can manage it if what we do fundamentally in our policies is very consciously decide that a black man ought to get what a black man deserves and a white man ought to get what a white man deserves.
Oh, my God.
You just used the term I've never heard before, and I'm going to ask for the definition. What's a race hustler?
Race hustlers would be all those people who sell seminars and like Al Sharpton.
I see. So but what makes them a race hustler?
Profiteering off of it.
Profiteering, that's right. That's right. So we want to get rid of affirmative action because we want to put... Al Sharpton out of business. Okay, well, that makes a whole lot of sense. And how about his comment, you know, blacks get what they deserve and whites get what they deserve. What kind of language is that? What the hell?
What does that say? Man,
it was breathtaking, and no one questioned him about that comment, you know, about the, you know, the race hustlers. Yeah, I know. I got to know what that is. But at the same time, he just said that, you know, blacks get what they deserve and whites get what they deserve. You know, I guess we are post-race, right? Racism. Wow. Well, it's out there in the ether. We can't do anything about it. These guys give up immediately. They do not try to govern at all or solve our problems and get rid of racism or maybe make things more equal. All of that is just too much work for them. It's too much managerial style. They've got to stop doing all this micromanaging and expanding government into our lives. Instead, just forget it. You know, it's out there in the ether. We can't do anything about racism.
Sweep it under the rug. Yeah, we can't do it. You just kick the can down, and there's nothing there.
It's going to be there forever. Yeah. So why should we do anything about it?
Yes.
Forget
about it.
It is absolutely stunning. You know, I got to play his comment again here. This is just unbelievable. Listen to this.
What this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business and that will stop this graft on on people's suffering. So
right here.
Racism... is a problem, and it probably is something that will exist in the ether, and it will never go away to a degree where we can manage it if what we do fundamentally in our policies is very consciously
That's incredible stuff. We'll be
It back. Is. New sports and weather coming up. Also, two more tickets to Bach to Bowie. Yeah.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm